We're gonna record a podcast now.
Right in.
Just rolling right in.
Let's get right into it.
One more after this, John. God. Just one more podcast.
Short episode.
Short
episode. We'll make what quick, guys?
Welcome to this podcast, which is called the Shark Trapper Podcast. Welcome to the Shark Trapper Podcast. My name is Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah. That was a spooky voice.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, why are you so spooky?
Well, we just got done recording Snubbed.
Why were you taking spooky selfies?
Oh God.
Come on.
I hope so. Everybody should be taking spooky selfies.
Apparently, spooky selfies is a new horror app game thing that we may or may not play.
I hope may.
Hey, why not? I do want to still review this pixelated game that we played called I'm Scared, A Pixelated Nightmare. And me and John played it. It's not more than like a half an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's just this face that follows you around, and you have to go through this house and find like keys. But it's pixelated. It's really.
I hated my life when we were playing that
game.
Dude,
that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
I have a suggestion. We do a grindhouse. We do that game coupled with spooky selfie.
We could.
I'll do that. Oh, okay. Look, there it is. I'm scared. It's actually a pretty creepy face. And it follows you around.
It's pretty creepy.
It's like all pixelated.
Pretty dumb.
No. I'm going to stall on that review for as long as possible.
That's in the canon, so if we ever get behind on our horror play games, we can just pull that one out, play it for half an hour, review it.
Honestly, I hated that game. I hate that game. It was stupid. It was really scary. It was boring.
It was scarier
that
than...
That was the biggest sin it committed. It was boring.
It was scarier than Stanley Parable. Come on. Stanley Parable was not scary. It wasn't scary. At least that had a face following you.
Look at that face.
That's a scary ass face.
Oh man, that's like Jack Skellington. Company didn't get
because
sued.
I hate this game. I want to switch subjects.
to what, John?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Oh,
the Super Bowl was happened recently. It was a thing.
It was happening.
And guys, the best part of the Super Bowl
was,
or the worst part, was the commercials.
That terrible. Yeah,
the commercials were bad.
Fucking awful this year.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the commercials. The commercials this year were just so depressing, I guess. That's one way
They're getting worse and worse. Like progressively worse over the years. There's nothing.
It wasn't like in the 90s where everything was just like a big budget production. It was just like awesome.
Was that like a real thing that you could see all the Super Bowl commercials before the Super Bowl aired?
Yeah.
Why even do that?
The only thing I have to comment about this.
Really?
What the fuck's the point?
Yeah, why do that?
Yeah, why do that? Yeah.
That makes no sense because don't they have to pay like millions of dollars to be
for that ad space?
It's
ridiculous. And that's one of the big things about people watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of sports, a lot of times people will watch it just for the commercials.
Yeah.
I actually want to say, like, I noticed, like, it was on NBC this year, and during the broadcast, there was a lot of, NBC was showing, like, a lot of promos for their own stuff, and it made me wonder, like, did they not sell a lot of commercials?
It's been like that since, like, I feel like it was, like, I don't know. Since 2009.
So many commercials for The Blacklist. Like, I definitely do not want to watch that show now.
Yeah.
I honestly think the commercials have probably gotten worse over the years because, like you said, in the 90s, they were such a big deal. Everybody was so hyped about them. To now, it's just the point that it's so ingrained in culture that everybody's just like, Super Bowl commercials.
But people are expecting that shit, and it's just not, like, now it just doesn't. Fulfill.
Well, I think companies have just gotten lazier because they're like, everybody's going to be psyched.
They're going
to
watch
our commercials. So, let's put less money into it.
How many car commercials do we have to see? And they're not even good. They're just boring.
They're not even about the cars.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Is any commercial about what
it's
the product these days?
It's really not.
But not even that. It's just like they're just showing, like, I don't know, like just the car commercials are boring. Even like the Budweiser. I'm tired of seeing the stupid little dog and the horse getting together. And
what was that? What was it?
That was the horse. Like, remember it, like, rescued the dog from a wolf or something?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, get
what happened to the frogs? How long has that not been a thing?
Oh yeah, I don't know what happened to the frogs.
There was no Why? Funny. There's usually like a really funny commercial. There was no like someone said that stupid avocado one was funny, but it was stupid.
What was the avocado one?
Like the countries were drafting their animals. Everybody was talking. I couldn't hear. But like,
oh yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't know. They were like there was some like a funny moment in that or something.
Can we talk about the worst one? Nationwide commercial.
Yeah,
the one with the kid talks about like he'll never get to do things later in life, like get married or have his first kiss because he died.
Wait, that was for real a thing?
Yeah, it was for real. It was just like, did they really? How does that sell insurance? And two,
hey, because he died.
Just, really?
Yeah.
It was just. Man.
Hey, dying, life insurance.
It just felt like a cheap way to get like tears, right? It was just like, oh, come on.
Well, did you hear all the fuss about the Carnival? Was it Carnival or just it was Carnival cruise ships? Like where they said like let's head back to the sea. Like the whole thing was like going back to the sea, and people like a lot of religious people were saying like I don't come from the sea. Like I was created by God, and like people were like religious people were really upset with the Carnival cruise thing
didn't register with me.
If you look that up, like there people were like really upset.
Wait,
about
is that what Carnival meant though? Like
I have no idea, but I think they're you know I don't know they're gonna fight
on
anyways.
BET. That's like let's go back to Africa.
Yeah. That would have been interesting to watch
on the Carnival cruise ship.
Is now Carnival one of the cruises that just had like food poisoning or
shit? If they did, they're some having, kind like, of some really shitty shit.
I mean, I remember there was some cruise line I heard about recently where everybody was just.
That's not the one with the poop walls, right?
Oh. Poop walls.
You guys didn't hear about that?
Walls made of poop?
No, yeah. Just made of poop.
Yeah. They had like the poop houses so and good. The poop roofs.
That's economical. It's like an like Adobe made of.
It's a poop windows.
It's an igloo. Like you're just making a
you just
poop
take an igloo. Aircraft carrier, recommission that shit, put I'm a bunch of poop adobes on it.
The poop foyer.
Welcome. Man,
soon we're going to have this great patio. I just got to eat some chalupas.
The fecal foyer.
We need a chandelier made out of poop. Get on it.
Make it happen.
Eat more fiber.
I'm going to bring the fun facts over to here since we dropped them on Horror Play.
Yeah.
Poop is only second in buoyancy to citrus.
See?
Hey, there you go.
Demand for poop skyrockets.
That Caddyshack joke makes sense now.
Invest in poop.
Wait, was that a fact you were going to use on Horror Play?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Anyways, back to the real life story, not the fake poop igloos. The Carnival cruise ship that like broke down and the septic tanks and everything like busted and there was like poop running down like the walls and
oh
shit.
No, that's not what
people
I'm talking
were like
about.
It was like and that was the second time there was another Carnival cruise. Was it the Carnival cruise where the captain drove into the rock? He was trying to wave to
no,
people on
like
the shore.
A Norwegian one.
God, the cruise ships, man. There's like another Carnival cruise though that like lost power.
I'm going on a Carnival cruise in May.
Yeah,
I'm fucked.
I've been on Carnival cruise.
This past decade has been rough for the cruise ship industry because, like, as we just mentioned, all these like accidents. So I think that's what Carnival meant, like when they said like let's get back to the sea. It's like, well, let's get back to the sea because we're not going to have like poop balls on our ships.
Yeah.
Or Ebola outbreaks.
Well, we're not going to guarantee that. Oh, but poop balls are definitely out.
Yeah, if you're just going to the Bahamas, you're not going to get Ebola.
No.
Yeah, there's just like... I love that whole like captain pulls up in the cruise ship to wave to like people on the shore and like ends up flipping the whole ship.
Bullshit.
Oh, fuck.
Good job, Gilligan.
How do you fuck it up that much? Is there literally a giant wheel? Oh my god, what is that?
There's like he was just like so close to the shore that he just fucking like he shouldn't have been that close, but he was trying to like wait. I think he was trying to show like these kids like they came up to see or something, and he was like showing them that they could like wave to like I don't know if this is exactly, but it was something like that where he was trying to wave to
you
the
think
shore.
With like all this kind of radar, GPS, sonar technology, you think like it would all be automated, but I guess like these ships are still like using that big steering wheel or some shit.
How long do you think till that guy gets his own Captain Phillip movie or whatever the fuck that movie was called?
It's like, hey, what?
It's like the opposite of Captain Phillips. It's like where he fucked up everything.
Was that actually the name of the movie?
Well, fuck.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Well, fuck, I hit land.
The whole film was like, you fucking idiot. What are you doing?
Can we have Jack Black as the lead?
Yeah. It's just
womp, womp. Hey, everybody.
There's like some weird love story in it and everything like that.
He sings very
can we make it a Shallow Hal 2 tie-in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just it's like make it a Fat People Cruise?
Yeah. That shit would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Black plays the captain who takes it too far, puts all the fat people on one side of the ship, tips the ship, and then sings a song to make it go back to the right
way. Yeah, School of Rock style.
For dancing. They all dance.
And Jason Alexander swims up using his tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember that.
Wait, what?
Jason Alexander had a tail in Shallow Hal.
Did he really?
Yeah. He had like a little nubbin or whatever they called it.
Oh, that's right.
That movie was terrible.
That movie was really bad.
Oh, man.
I do want to say this, though, because we were talking about Super Bowl commercials. The Jurassic World trailer, the new commercial, like they actually show the dinosaur and stuff. Kind of. They show it's like the new dinosaur. Like people are kind of like not sure
Tyler
about
just
it.
Just brought up the picture of Jason Alexander's tail.
It looks so weird.
No, I saw that commercial and it was just like, it didn't really change my opinion. My original opinion was that I want to see the movie and seeing the commercial was like, I was like, oh, that's nice. I'm still not super excited for the movie,
but
I'm still going to see it.
They explained the story a little bit more because people weren't sure about like the whole raptor thing, but it looks like he's training. Chris Pratt's training the raptors. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I can't be on
What's
board
the new dinosaur?
The new dinosaur is like this big one that they created that's like a cross between a bunch of different ones.
Did any of
they
you,
probably don't? They don't have like an actual picture of
it's
it.
It's a cross between a raptor and Wayne Knight.
It's going to look something like that.
Wait, there it is.
Where?
Down
this right here? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go. The thing from Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
The Goombas.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up now.
Since we're talking about Chris Pratt, did any of you hear that he may be the new Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I did hear that.
A huge Indiana Jones fan, I'm okay with it.
It's not that dumb.
I feel like we're just oversaturating with Chris Pratt now.
We are. It's going to turn into that thing where everybody loves Chris Pratt, and then he's going to be in too many things, and then there's going to be like start people like
too much
Pratt.
Oh,
he just sucks. Like, I'm tired of Pratt, and that's just
if
that's
he does
how it
like
goes.
The same kind of jokey, kind of goofy character.
But people loved Johnny Depp through like the '90s, and now it's like a running joke. Like Johnny Depp hasn't made shit in the past 10 years.
Chris Pratt has been in a lot of other stuff where he hasn't played that goofy character. He's been in some serious movies. So it's not that he's not a good actor or anything. I just feel like it's too much Chris Pratt. Yeah. Like, how many iconic characters can someone play? Like,
I know. If he's going to be in Jurassic World and Avengers and...
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be in Avengers.
Not event.
Well, not event, but like the Marvel Universe. Yeah. And then like also Indiana Jones. And then there's something else he's going to be in soon.
I don't blame him. He's striking while the iron is hot. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Get your money.
Well, no, I don't blame him. I just think that's going to be a lot.
It's too much. And I mean, where's Andy? I miss Andy Dwyer.
He's still there.
Parks and Rec this is their final season.
Final season, yeah.
I need to catch up on that.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's cool.
I haven't watched the last two.
We're looking
two.
At the commercial.
Ooh, it's got opposable thumbs.
It's got like, it's got actual like long arms and shit.
Like, now is this a dinosaur that's completely made
Wait, it's a T-Rex of long arms? Holy crap.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. That's basically what it is.
But see, I think what they're going to do is kind of have like...
Why show it in the fucking trailer, you idiots?
I'm not so much on board with this movie anymore.
I'm kind of like on the fence. Like my whole thing is more of like the CGI. I know it's still in process. Like they're still working on the CGI because they usually do that up until like even putting out the trailers before they're finished. So I'm hoping it gets a little bit better. We'll see. I just hope the story is like decent because he is training raptors and stuff.
Yeah,
I hope that makes sense.
Now hearing that sounds ridiculous to me. Seeing them actually like go to land, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, the chain gun from the helicopter or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That I like. All right, you know you're dealing with dinosaurs. You're coming armed, but I
like the idea of having the park open because the park's never been opened.
Yeah.
Like they never had it opened.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. Like the park's actually open now.
It's been open for like
10 years. Yeah.
They weren't just randomly landmass?
No.
All right.
No, they're like in the park. Like it's actually open for tourism.
You know what?
Stuff.
I didn't know it was open because I remember this when
the
Jaws
shark.
Pops out of the water. Yeah. Dinosaur Jaws.
Yeah.
Apparently, like Colin Trevorrow, the guy who's directing this movie, when he was in a meeting with Steven Spielberg, and he mentioned that scene with like the great white shark. He was like, and then we'll have like this huge mosasaurus come out and eat a great white shark. And he kind of like eyed Steven Spielberg, and Steven Spielberg's like, I get it, I get it, okay. I get it.
All right, whatever. Yeah.
I did Jaws.
Yeah, I get a gray white shark. Okay.
I get it. Great.
Good one.
Okay, then. Yeah. Chris Pratt rode a horse.
Oh, shit.
Called
over
the War Horse.
War, yeah, yeah.
The shark.
Oh.
Drop the shark.
Too meta.
I guess.
Let's bring it back around here, guys.
Whatever.
So then at the end, what kills the actual dinosaur is the human's own diseases. Get it, Steven? Get it?
What?
Rule of the world.
Yeah. And then aliens come and abduct them.
And the only way you can do anything is you have to feed them Reese's Pieces.
And a guy at the park, he saves a bunch of the park goers by tricking the dinosaurs into thinking that he's working for the dinosaurs, but he's really working for the other people.
Schindler's Catch List. Me if you can. Oh, damn it.
You know, we're talking about sequels right now. I just want to talk about a movie that I wish they would make a sequel to.
Wait, hold on. Don't say it.
Ever.
Yeah. All right. Let's just move on.
All right. Let's just move on.
No, wait. I'm trying to guess.
Sunshine.
Big Little... Big
the core.
Trouble.
The Core.
Little China. The Core. Yeah, you really want to see the sequel to The Core.
The Core 2. The Moon's Core stops. They got to restart the Moon's Core.
This is the movie that I want to see more of.
Casablanca 2.
Yes. Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, my God.
God.
That movie really? Was so
would it be,
awesome.
Would it be deeper, bluer,
deeper, bluer, sea?
Deeper, yeah, bluer, yeah. And seer.
Exactly.
Deeper aquamarine ocean.
For those
and
you,
if we're going to do a Big Trouble in Little China, can we change it to Little Trouble in Big China?
Yeah. Ooh.
Or
yeah. Honestly, Big Trouble in Little China ended with like a kind of a cliffhanger ending with a monster underneath the...
What about Little Mishaps in Tiny Japan?
I feel like that doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
Come on.
And you're going to have a hard time passing it by studios.
Shenanigans in Shanghai.
That sounds like The Hangover.
Medium-sized shenanigans in Shanghai. No, Deep Blue Sea was a fun movie to watch, you know?
The CGI was shitty in that, too, and you liked it.
Yeah, but that came out in, like, what, 98?
Okay, but they still... So Jurassic Park came in 93, and that still has better
honestly, like,
CGI than
Deep Blue Sea had
because
amazing
there was,
death
like,
scene.
Just blades of grass CGI'd into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Deep Blue Sea had one of the best death scenes ever.
What? Oh, wait.
Oh, Samuel
Jackson?
Yeah. You know, Samuel Jackson's in the middle of this rah-rah speech, like, we're not going to let the shark win or something like that. And then all of a sudden, the shark eats him.
Okay, I know we're probably going to do a top five on this
soon. Is
that
Jeff Daniels?
No, it's Michael Rapaport. And Thomas Jane.
Interesting fact
from
about
Boston
this movie.
Public.
Yep.
Interesting fact about this movie, the director, Rennie Harlan, I think it was.
Yeah.
He made the sharks in this movie 1 foot longer than the shark in Jaws.
What?
Go to 11.
Yeah. No,
all the way.
I'm
going to
have to rewatch this movie now.
No,
it opens up.
Listen, LL Cool J is just great in this movie. I love it.
Ladies love Cool J.
Hey, listen, as long as you're a rapper in a horror movie, you'll live. But you got to rap. Come on, Ice Cube, Anaconda, LL Cool J in this. Yeah. Busta
H2O.
Rhymes. Was that Busta Rhymes? No, who was in?
Halloween H2O.
That was Busta Rhymes, right?
No, LL Cool J was also in that.
I don't know.
You guys haven't seen H2O?
I've seen it, but I saw it in the theater and haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I haven't seen it forever. Yeah. Busta Rhymes was in another horror movie, though. I'm trying to think of which one.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, I know we're going to do a top five on this sometime soon, but still.
What's top five?
What's your favorite? Top five is a podcast that we're going to be doing. Check it out on sharkdropper.com.
It
it'll be out next month, February.
Fuck.
Which is
this
February.
Month?
Yeah, that's this month.
It's right
it'll
now.
Be later this
so
month.
So you can download that now.
Yep, check it out.
Go get it.
Or not.
We'll be waiting.
But what do you think is the best movie death of all time?
Besides Sam Jackson?
Besides the Deep Blue Sea one.
Halloween Resurrection.
I mean, you have Quint.
Did he live in that, though?
You have Quint
Halloween
from Jaws.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you have Quint from Jaws.
Quint from Jaws is good.
But that's like kind of dramatic. I think like...
Are we all allowed to just jump in here?
For like really funny...
Marvin in Pulp Fiction.
Who? What? Marvin in Pulp Fiction. Oh, yeah, Marvin.
He got shot in the back of the car?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
The great thing about that was like it was really quick and sudden. If we're doing quick and sudden, I've got to go with like the girl from the first Final Destination movie where she's like freaking out in the middle of the road and all of a sudden...
Oh, the bus hits her?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in the movie.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I'm going to
go ahead.
Wahlberg and DiCaprio in The Departed.
DiCaprio just getting shot like right
shot in the
right
head,
at when the elevator door opens.
No, when Matt Damon like gets killed.
I'm sorry, not Wahlberg. Yeah, yeah. Matt Damon and
that
Leonardo
was a satisfying
DiCaprio.
Death. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Departed. That was a cool death.
That was like the
remember
most...
that movie.
Really? Oh shit!
Yeah, he just got shot. Like the elevator doors open, and bam. I don't know. There's a lot.
I can't think.
Brad Pitt and Burn After Reading too.
Yeah, he just smiles.
Yeah,
dude, one of the worst, I think, on-screen deaths is Josh Brolin in No Country for Old Men, because he gets killed off-screen, and he's like the really? Main character, and he fucking, like, you don't even see him die. You see these people rush into his room, and then it, like, cuts to them, like, leaving, like, his hotel room, and then you just see him, he's just dead.
Well, that's like a Coen Brothers thing, though.
I know, yeah. But I was like, come on, he's the main character throughout this whole movie.
Oh,
and he just
we
dies
just saw
off-screen.
Sam Jackson get fucking eaten.
What a
so
what
awesome.
A, look at the terrible CGI.
I
yeah.
love
see
it.
That?
I love it.
It's really bad.
Watch this. Look at that. Yeah, terrible. It's
so well, listen, bad. You have to listen to the speech.
I feel like,
you have to,
like yeah. Splinter Cell 2 had better CGI than this.
Yeah, but Splinter, how long after
not Splinter Cell
Splinter 1 Cell 2 come out?
Not Splinter Cell 1, though.
Yeah. Splinter Cell 1's a classic.
I always go deep cuts. Gotta go with the deep cuts.
But not Deep Blue Sea.
Not Deep Blue Sea.
Can we end this podcast on the LL Cool J, like a Deep Blue Sea song? Do you remember that?
Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin.
Is that a true story?
No, it's not.
Yes.
Can we listen to that right now?
Yeah. No, we'll put it at the end. I'll put it at the end.
Yeah.
That's why I love this movie.
Because I remember
it
when
just
I,
doesn't give a shit.
I bought it on VHS, and I remember they had the video at the end of the movie, like the music video.
That's amazing.
That was it. Yeah.
I feel like I need to watch this movie again now. I haven't seen it in a really long time. I only remember the Sam Jackson death scene. And
oh, my God, you're right.
The sharks swimming around the perimeter trying to figure out how to get out.
It's such a cheesy and corny movie. Well, like, it actually holds up. It's a fun movie.
It's definitely like, yeah, I remember that and Lake Placid came out around the same time. And I like this one so much more than Lake Placid.
I don't think I ever saw Lake Placid.
I hated
for
Lake
that
Placid.
Reason.
It was the one with the giant
crocodile, alligator, whatever. Crocodile, alligator.
Wait, what's the difference between a gator and a crocodile?
Snouts and ferociousness.
Oh, okay.
For real.
You should know that.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Yeah, for real. Crocodiles are like you do not want to mess with a crocodile.
Really?
Alligators, like, you can, like, alligators won't like, really like, do too much.
They're more afraid of you.
You can play ping pong.
Yeah. Like every animal.
Yeah.
What?
Like, you can play ping pong with a gator and you can just,
Well, yeah. You can just
hang
out with
a gator. If you
tickle
their bellies, they fall asleep.
And they laugh.
And they laugh.
Yeah. But a crocodile? No.
We've had
you
lots
are
of
not going
to
tickle a crocodile. No. You ever hear the movie Black Water? That was like based on a true story about like the three people who got caught in like the mangrove kind of swamp in Australia. And there was like a crocodile that killed them or whatever.
Is that like an on land version of Open Water?
No, but they also, the guy who directed Blackwater about the crocodile also directed this other movie called
Blackfish
about killer. No, he directed is another one about kind of like Open Water. It's actually a decent movie, and it was
Gravity?
It's about a shark. Yeah.
Oh,
Guillermo del Toro. No, wait, that's not it. Anyways, what was I going to say? It was like about a shark that, like, I guess these four people, the boat, like, sank, and they were floating in the water, and this one shark just kept, like, tormenting them.
Open Water 2.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's not Open Water, but it's called...
It's Open Water, yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's a different thing.
No,
it's
land
the same
inside.
Guy who directed Black Water, because he did the shark first, and then he did...
I feel like it's Open Water.
It's not.
Accessible Aqua.
Blackwater is the crocodile one, but look up the director.
I will.
I'm trying to think of what it is. Because in the movie, he made it a great white shark. And he actually used like real footage and stuff. It was actually pretty good. But then in real life, I guess it was like a white-tipped shark.
Turtle, the Incredible Journey?
The pack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Turtle, yeah.
What the hell? Is it another, well, there's two directors.
Look at the disappointment on Robin's face right now. It's
hold on. No, I want, oh, that's it. The Reef.
The Reef, okay.
That's what
oh,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like about like this... Like, that's a true story, I guess. Like, these people were tormented by a shark. It just kept circling them the whole time that they were floating out
that
there.
That kind of sounds like Jaws 4.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
No. Jaws 4 is where the shark would travel all the way to the Bahamas following their plane to hunt the family that killed the original shark, or a.k.a. its father
that
or mother.
That sounds like tormenting somebody to me.
I guess.
I don't blame the shark. If someone killed your father, wouldn't you be pissed?
Liam Neeson is still fucking mad about it somehow.
That's true. Yeah. That's because this time they didn't just take something away. They killed his wife.
Oh, did they?
Or his ex-wife. Yeah. I saw Taken 3, and I wish I didn't.
So you could wish you could take it
back. I did.
I wish I could take it back.
I still haven't seen 1, so I didn't see
really?
3 yet.
But
Taken
you know
1
what?
Was actually pretty good.
Well, let's not say that.
Okay, yeah, that's... I like Taken.
I didn't like Taken. It was... There's no, like... No. There's no tension, no suspense.
It was like the beginning of the Liam Neeson action hero
phase.
I don't know.
Listen, Liam Neeson's a great action hero, but that Taken...
I got it. He did Taken, and then he got to strap airplane bottles to his fingers and punch a wolf. All right.
Yeah, cool. That's it.
What?
Is that one of John's favorite movies?
Taken is the gray.
Bring it back full circle.
Oh, God.
Liam Neeson also had my favorite Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The one for Clash of Clans?
Yeah, Clash of Clans.
Where he's like, I'll find you.
Just because like someone destroyed his village or something in Clash of Clans.
You ever play Clash of Clans?
No.
It's pretty good.
I'm still going through Game
all
of
my
War.
Friends tried. I remember one time I left my phone like around my friends like from Derby, and then they took it and put like Clash of Clans and like just like left it there for me to download. They're like,
how nice
we didn't
of them.
Download it for you, but it's ready if you just want to hit accept.
It's a premium.
Yeah.
Premium game, yeah.
You can have as much fun with it until you get to the point where it starts taking like an hour for things to cool down.
Oh. Yeah, that's what
for them, and then
the Simpsons app was like that, and the Jurassic Park app.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to admit how long I played that Simpsons game though.
Oh, the Jurassic Park one
I played
for
the Simpsons app for a long time. Then for some reason my city got deleted. I'm like, I got so pissed.
Well, the Simpsons,
I
don't get
the amount of time
Simpsons
I spent on it.
Why?
It was just like,
you just literally, with The Simpsons, you're just tapping things. That's
yeah.
it. There's
yeah.
no point to it. You're just tapping.
But your city's kind of,
you're but you're
building
like,
your city.
You're creating
at the same time.
A
yeah.
city. You're like,
dude, look, there's, it sounds terrible on paper, but then you sit down and
you
do
play it.
Actually, let me write it down.
You're like,
see.
Why have I been doing this for so long? Why am I to the point where I have like 40 different characters in the game?
Yeah.
It's, you kill a lot of time in that
I tried
game.
To
it's
play
ridiculous.
It. I played it maybe for like a couple days. I'm like, this is, I don't know.
I enjoyed it until my city disappeared. Then I'm like, fuck it.
I think I enjoyed it a lot more when I worked. I haven't played it in months, probably years. But when I worked at the movie theater and I had a bunch of time to kill in between like movies to start, I'm like, all right, I'll go and I'll tap my houses and collect the money from them.
Yeah. That's the same way I was with Clash of Clans until it got to like 9 days to like upgrade something. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Hey, I have a hypothetical question.
Okay.
Would you rather have to live in a submarine for your whole life? The rest of your life, you live on a submarine.
Wait, whole like from birth?
From right now.
Oh, okay.
On you okay. live. You live on a submarine.
It's probably too late.
No. Starting now.
Okay.
You have to like if you pick this decision, you go out, you get on the submarine right now, and you live on that for the rest of your life, or you have to pour piss on your face. Like every day.
Every day.
Wait.
Every single day, at least once a day.
When I wake up?
How? Where does the piss come from?
It's yours.
No, it's mine.
Once a week. The rest of the time, it's homeless people.
Really?
Yeah. Is it? Are they clean homeless people?
Yeah, they're clean.
Yeah, you know, like.
Wait. Hold on. Fuck. Come on.
I mean, do they have diseases?
Are we in Seattle where they feed their homeless?
We're in Portland.
Hold on. Wait,
okay. Portland,
so you
Portland
say
homeless
people. Yeah. Is it like a mix of homeless people or is it just like one homeless person
a day until you get to the day that it's
one.
Yours and
okay.
then you get to dump yourself on yourself?
How much piss are we talking
Do they just
about?
Drop
just
it?
One cup full.
They just Wait, drop it at your house.
8 ounces.
They just drop it at your house. Yeah.
Eight ounce cup.
Yeah. Okay. Every day, but you gotta splash it right on your face.
Well, you just said over your head.
Well, yeah, it's got to get all over your face.
Like
so you can do it over
coverage.
Your head. You can do it on top of your head where it pours down, or you can splash it right in your
Are
face.
Are we allowed to wear goggles and nose plugs?
Oh. No.
Okay, so...
But you can keep your mouth closed, and you can pinch your nostrils.
With the submarine...
But then why not a nose plug?
All right, you can do a nose plug, I guess.
All right, with the submarine, though, do you get to surface ever?
You get to surface once a week.
Once a week. And do you have? Is there any?
But only for an hour.
Are there any amenities? Like, do you have? Do you
have there's a bowling alley on there.
There's
really?
A bowling alley.
Yeah, there's okay. one bowling.
Yeah,
alley.
I'm already leaning towards the submarine.
But
is that, I mean,
bowling alley. Is there like a bar where they serve like cheese sticks and like?
No, there is a bar, but they do not serve cheese sticks.
And they're out of. Can they be out of alcohol too?
It's only
like I've already made my decision. Can I make up ridiculous rules?
No, not yet.
Hold on. Listen, there's a bar. It serves curly fries and it serves grapefruit beer. That's the only thing it serves.
That sounds delightful. You
said John hates grapefruit. Hate grapefruit.
Can you? Do we have the internet?
Wait, no.
No internet.
No internet.
No TV.
No internet.
That but means there's Wi-Fi.
No, there's no Wi-Fi. You can't. There's one TV, but it's black and white. It's one of those old tube televisions.
Can you get what can you get on it?
You can get three channels: the news for whatever country you're next to.
All right.
And the other one is game shows. And the other one is the TV Guide channel.
For the rest of your life.
Right.
Wait.
But the TV Guide channel, it doesn't matter because you can only see the other two channels.
How many other people are going to be on the sub?
Four other people.
Four other people?
Yeah.
Plus crew?
No, that is the crew.
Okay. So wait, tell me about the 400 people.
No, you have to work on the sub. You got to keep it going.
Okay. Well, I...
They're nice guys. They're all guys.
So though. I don't get to pick who I want.
No.
On the sub.
No. But you get to pick who you want to work with you in the Steam room. Is there a Steam room?
Oh, it's the Steam
room? Yes.
It's not.
Sure.
No, I meant like an actual Steam. Like you can take Steams there.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Are you sure you're not talking about the Titanic?
No, like, this is a submarine.
Guys just shoveling
but
coal.
But only for 1 hour a week you get to surface so you can get some fresh air, but the rest of the time you're underwater. So like, do you really want
to... Is it just the bowling alley or is there like anything else? Like a...
There's a bowling alley and you got some books.
Oh, so there's a library.
No. You some have books. Some books.
What books?
I mean, if you want to call
books?
You have six books.
Six books.
Yeah.
There's only room for six books. And a
two,
bowling alley.
Two of them are two of them are cooking books.
Okay.
One's To Kill a Mockingbird.
And the other three are in Russian.
Yeah. No, two of them are in Russian. The other one is
one of them
how to read Russian.
The third 50 Shades of Grey book.
Oh.
The third one.
Is that in Russian?
No, it's in French.
No porn. No porn.
Well, no porn. He just said the third book of 50 Shades of Grey.
That's the thing.
That's true.
Oh, Kyle.
And it's in French, though, so it's a little bit steamier.
Okay. Here's another important question.
The French language is hot.
What soundtrack are they going to be playing in the bowling alley? Like, is it going to be like current hits or like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot the bowling alley.
It's like all 40s jazz.
40s jazz.
Terrible.
I've been and every once in a while, they'll play a Foghat song.
Is there a cosmic bowling night? Like
what?
Is there a cosmic bowling night?
Yeah, but the other four guys that are on there, they don't like that, so they never go.
So it's just going to be you?
It is.
There's no glow balls either.
Yeah, there's no glow balls, so it's hard to see anything.
I would have went with, it's only when you surface. So your choice is
for
only
hour.
For that hour.
It's yeah, for that hour.
The bowling alley's open?
Yeah.
No,
the Galactic.
Bowl.
The Galactic bowling.
Yeah. You can either enjoy global or fresh air
or fresh
1 hour a week.
Oh. I mean, you can alternate just like two times a month, do the bowling two times a month, check out the air.
That sounds reasonable.
I made my decision. I'll take the piss on the face.
I picked that before you even gave any rules for piss on the face.
Well, the submarine sounded intriguing.
The submarine's not bad.
But just has a bowling alley.
You get a bowling alley, you get some books.
And I guess a steam room?
Yeah, but piss is sterile, so I'll throw that in my face. I'll hop in the shower and be on with my
If you just
life.
Gave me the internet on this.
Wait. But you can't take a shower for at least 6 hours after you throw piss on your
Absolutely.
Face.
Absolutely. I'm okay with that.
You can't
yes,
shoehorn
can.
In a rule.
No, this was never asked.
Is there like a certain time when you have to have like the piss like thrown on you? Like,
No. You can pick whatever
so
time
if
you want.
If you do it
before
like,
9 p.m.
Do it before bed. Nice refreshing.
It's gotta be
piss.
Before 9 p.m.
Oh, 9 p.m.
You really want to go to bed soaking in piss?
Yeah, okay. I'll take the piss shower at 6.
At 6
in the morning or 6 p.m.
6 to 6 p.m.
Right after dinner.
Right after dinner
or right before dinner.
Depending
nah, do it after dinner.
Yeah, do it after.
Makes sense.
I'll
John,
come in here reeking a piss for you guys.
Are you throwing piss on your face? Or are you gonna be in a submarine for the rest of your life?
The rest of your life. 6 books and 3 channels.
Honestly,
there's no stimulation there, man. Except
yeah, but
for bowling.
You guys didn't even know.
Honestly,
you don't even get internet at your house anymore.
Wait,
it's like where you throw piss on your face.
Wait,
in your normal everyday life, you
no,
don't have internet.
I'm out of this.
Why wouldn't I have
internet? You can't
internet?
Throw in rules at the end.
Because you don't have money.
Okay. Because no one will hire me because of the piss.
Right, you smell like piss.
But he gets to choose when he does it.
Right.
What if I inherit? What
he
if
still
I inherit
smells
money?
Like it.
If I inherit
not if you
money.
Wash yourself.
You inherit money. You do
can
inherit
I rob,
money.
Can I rob people?
No, you inherit money, but it's not until you're 50.
God damn it.
See, the thing is, like...
I'll make my own money. People will hire me. I'll make money.
Nah, so the only way you can work in a sewage plant.
I'm... Okay.
Okay.
They make decent money.
They make... No, they make decent money.
Not, if I have
not
six bucks
one.
To live off of for this, I'm not doing... Six books and no internet.
Well, let's see. If I take the sub, I'll be stuck underwater for a majority of my life. Whereas if I take the piss, I get to travel the world, see like new sights.
You can enrich yourself.
And everything. All for the price of like having piss thrown on my face.
So. Yeah. Adam, what are you pointing at?
The time is moving incredibly weird, and it doesn't.
Yeah, it's just moving slower, but it's still going. Okay. I thought it stopped first. I was like, "Ah, come on!"
He just pointed to the clock on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah. We'll make it a short.
All right, so I'm going to piss, so I get to travel the world.
So everyone's getting
pissed. I'm not
pissed
playing this game. No, I'm out.
You already picked piss.
No, you threw rules in after the fact. So contract null and void. I'm living my life normal.
I'm gonna pull an Aukerman and say you didn't ask all the questions.
Adam loses.
No, I feel good about my choice, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Me too.
Why don't you just go do it? Just go throw some piss on your
you
face.
First. You first.
I think it does wonders for
the
skin.
Unless you pick the sub.
It does. Yeah, I'm going to be on the sub.
Okay.
By the way, this was a submarine sandwich, not an actual sub.
Oh.
Guys didn't know that.
You can't. No.
That's a big sandwich.
You can't just throw rules in your throat.
Fits four people.
And
you.
But didn't we all make the smart choice then? Because wouldn't you just die in a sandwich underwater?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
you're
head would just collapse from
underwater.
The pressure.
You're only 6 inches underwater.
Where's the water at?
And you get a straw where you can breathe through.
It's a soggy sub.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. You're only riding it.
I get a bowling alley on that.
It's a small bowling alley.
Like, now it's just all going to float apart. And you're going to be adrift at sea.
Yeah, but you get more submarine sandwiches.
Adrift in the ocean.
Subway delivers.
Eat fresh.
To the ocean.
Just the
Subway.
Ocean.
Subway.com.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
While they're out there catching all that fresh crab and tuna
just,
for their sandwiches.
They're just throwing subs into the ocean, hoping that you grab one to stay afloat on.
Here you go, eat fresh!
Does bread float? I don't know.
Well, Subway bread is made out of yoga mats, so sure.
Fun fact, Subway bread, only third in buoyancy to poop. And citrus.
Oh, shit. Nice. Third? Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty out of all the things out there, it's pretty high up in the ranking. There's a lot of things, guys. There's a lot of things in this world. That's number three.
They can't all be buoyant.
Nope. And that's number three on the buoyancy list, so that's pretty good.
Lots of things in this world.
Yep.
All right, guys. That was our short Shark Dropper podcast for this week.
Cool.
We will be back next week with a full 1 hour spectacular for you guys.
Don't make promises like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't know how busy we'll be. All right, that was Shark Driver for this week. My name's Kyle.
I'm Robert.
John.
Adam.
Yep.
Seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go.
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.